California's governor held a news conference today, presenting his plan to bypass state legislators and take some controversial proposals directly to the voters. Arnold Schwarzenegger wants a special election later this year. He's proposing to overhaul teacher pay and the state's public pension funds. He also wants Californians to consider a new political map and budget control.
Let me remind you and remind everybody that this is not my fight. This is not a Democratic fight. This is not a Republican fight. This is the people's fight in order to create a better California.
John Myers of member station KQED was at the news conference today. John, the governor's been at loggerheads with the legislature for some time. So was this an unexpected move?
Well, Melissa, the content of the remarks was pretty much expected. You know, this idea that he'll start gathering signatures for some of those ballot initiatives. The way he did it, though, honestly, was a bit of a surprise, even though I have to admit it was classic Schwarzenegger. He held that news conference at the state capitol, and then Governor Schwarzenegger hopped in this convertible military-style Humvee. He drove himself down the freeway from downtown Sacramento, cameras following, ended up at a restaurant in the Sacramento suburbs, and then went table to table shaking hands and asking for signatures on these initiatives that really just hit the streets in the last 24 hours. It was quite an elaborate show, but vintage Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, we ticked through some of the things that the governor thinks should be on the ballot for voters. Explain a bit more about what he wants to do and who might be either opposed or in favor of what he wants to do.
Well, for the time being, Schwarzenegger's really chosen three government reform proposals, which, if he gets enough signatures, would be on a statewide special election ballot probably in November. They are, first, a plan to reform the pension system for state workers. Second, a plan to pay teachers based on performance and not on their tenure. And then finally, a plan to give the power of drawing political districts in the state to a panel of retired judges. Each one of those has engendered opposition from different groups here in California, and also some opposition in the state legislature, which I think probably prompted him to move forward with this idea that he's going to try to gather signatures and get it on the ballot himself.
So that's why he's doing this. He wasn't getting anywhere, he said, with the Democratic-controlled legislature in Sacramento?
I think that's fair. I mean, this is a governor, honestly, who really has a very strong sense that his political power comes from his popularity. He's always known that. He's always used that. And yes, in the state legislature, really is controlled by Democrats. This is still a Democratic state in California. And most of these reforms were not going to really go anywhere. But, you know, it is important to remember that the way the deadlines for ballot initiatives work in California means that he can keep negotiating with members of the legislature for a few more weeks. So this is by no means a done deal. I think it's really a way of Arnold Schwarzenegger saying he wants to draw a line in the sand and something has to happen one way or the other.
Well, Californian voters are not strangers to ballot initiatives. How do you think this will go over?
It's tough to say. You know, there are some political watchers in California who wonder whether all of these campaigns in recent years, this will be the fourth statewide campaign in just 2 years, the special election, really wonder whether all of this has created a bit of election fatigue. You know, there's also talk that recent polls showing that his popularity has dropped about 10 points. Wonder if that's a sign that he's now being seen as more of a partisan Republican in a Democratic state. But, you know, when the special election is held this fall, these government reforms really could be a referendum on Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, because he has invested so much of his credibility on cleaning up government.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
John Myers of KQED in California.